Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wynn Cruz is our guest, our good friend. Always happy to have this original founding Brain Trust member back on the show. He's VP of Policy and Technology at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. We're talking about the regulatory state in the United States, folks. It has literally crossed over to the point where you're paying the impact on you directly, indirectly, complying with regulations. You and your bank and your customers and your vendors. The impact of all of that is not only a bigger expense than taxes. You don't even know how much it is, where it's coming from, right? Right, Wayne?
That's right.
That's the reason you call it the regulatory dark matter.
I call a lot of it regulatory dark matter because I count up every year. You know, last year there were 3,410 regulations, while Congress did about 120 laws. You had 30 more regulations than you did laws. That's the multiple. But on top of that, the agencies are putting out guidance documents, bulletins, advisory opinions, and so forth.
Stop, Wayne.
And
guidance,
how do you count all that
guidance
stuff?
Ladies and gentlemen, these are guidance documents. You're saying that like it's a memo, but that's an expensive thing that when it hits people, isn't it? Guidance. This is a regulator's ability to control your life and cost you money without having to go through Congress.
That's right, because you've got an application in effect, you've got to make a move in your business, and you've got this guidance. If you don't obey, they come with these disclaimers that these are not legally binding, but see, that's not the practical effect. Practical effect is that people are induced to obey, and they do impose a lot of costs. That was another testimony this month as well. That's the good, I'll say one, you know, you asked the last guest at the tail end if he saw any optimism. That the Senate, and it's a bipartisan approach in the Senate, it's both Heitkamp and Jim Lankford, the Democratic and Republican senator who held a hearing this past month in the Senate, Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, Subcommittee on Reg Reform, asking about guidance documents, and they are saying the same thing you're saying, both the Democratic and Republican side. This was not a hostile hearing for once. This was one where both the Democrat and the Republican.
I'm sorry I missed that.
I'll send you a link to it, and maybe on another show we can talk about this some more because I think they will be doing some follow-up on it. But the point of it is they know the stuff is out of control, and the agencies themselves can't even count it. They ask the federal agencies, the GAO and the Department of Labor and Department of Education, where a lot of guidance documents are pouring out of those, especially the Department of Labor lately with the things that they're doing.
I want to talk about the labor thing in the next segment. Go ahead.
You bet. But they say when you are about to undertake some initiative, how do you decide whether you're going to issue a normal regulation and go through notice and comment for businesses to comment on it, or how do you just when did you decide you just issue a guidance document? So they couldn't answer, and so the members concluded that it's basically a black box what the agencies are doing. So they're alarmed by it. Or they claim to be. So, you know, that's one positive sign.
Well, can I stop you for a second, Wayne? Here's the thing, folks. When people are wringing their hands about, let me rephrase that. Wayne, one of the things that I say on the show all the time, and have been now for 7 years, is what I call anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington. Yeah. Now, people listening to me, hearing me saying that, are thinking, "Well, what is he talking about?" I'm not sure I see what that is, folks. What Wayne is tracking, what he's talking about, the numbers he's adding up, the assault on you and me for either from taxes or from talking about raising minimum wage to these regulatory issues he's talking about, those are all assaults on business owners, on job creators. And Wayne, It's one of the reasons, not all the reasons, but one of the reasons why this economy can't expand. It's only we're stuck in a permanent recovery.
Right. Absolutely. I mean,
which is very near to another recession.
We are very near. Things like Joint Employer and some of the other Department of Labor initiatives come out starting off as blog posts and as guidance documents. And they often don't even get around to an ordinary rulemaking. They just make the declaration that that's how they're going to do things. And that's what they do.
And that kind of rhetoric coming out scares the heck out of job creators.
Yeah, I had mentioned a couple of, you know, everybody's heard, you know, what people, you know, what people like Home Depot's Bernie Marcus and Steve Wynn have said about starting businesses, how they couldn't start the businesses today if they hadn't created their business 30 years ago.
That's right.
If they started today, it'd be impossible to do it. But they're not the only ones who say that. When you poll, polls now of young people.
Small businesses are not being created right now like they were.
And I always love that quote from it was a British businessman writing in a letter to the editor. He said, you know, whenever I feel like I absolutely, positively must, without question, hire a new employee, I take two aspirin and go to bed and hope a feeling is passed
that
morning. Yeah. Because when you they want to create jobs, but jobs are still a liability to a business person.
I keep quoting Senator Tsongas, Paul Tsongas,
uh-huh.
the late minority senator from Massachusetts who 28 years ago told his party, his Democrat party, in a speech in a convention, he said, our party cannot hate the employer and love the employee. You can't hate the employee. You can't hate the job creator and love the employee. Those two don't go together. But unfortunately, he died. And other than me, I don't know anybody else quoting him on that one. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Wayne to weigh in on the Department of Labor's overtime rule, which is about to hit you like a sledgehammer. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.